This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
James Charles, the first YouTuber to lose 1 million subscribers overnight. Pretty scary. Imagine waking up and your entire life has changed. But I'm sure you don't imagine that. I'm sure you can't even picture that. I'm sure you didn't think about that when you tweeted about it, when you joined the cancel culture train. There wasn't even a thought in your head. What if this happened to me? What would I do in this position? It was simply just, hey, let's jump on this train. Hi, my name is Joey Kidney. I have a pretty unpopular opinion on this whole thing. I didn't want to talk about it, but I really did. I didn't want to talk about it because I was fucking terrified of this stupid cancel culture that you're a part of, all of us are a part of. I stay away from because it's terrifying. I'm gonna be fully honest, I'm not that active in the beauty side of YouTube, so I don't know the ins and outs. I don't know everything about what happened. But I simply can't get away from it because it's my entire timeline. It's everything that anyone is talking about. And what's interesting is that my timeline was never not full of James Charles. The day before, the same exact people were the ones showing him love, the ones encouraging everything that he was doing, the ones laughing at his jokes, the ones thinking he's the best singer ever. And the next thing you know, those same people are tearing him down the next day because it's a trend. James Charles used to be the boy for CoverGirl. He got dropped from that because he made a joke about getting Ebola in Africa. Everyone hated him. The internet hated him. The world hated him. And yet, he jumped back. He then went on tour called Press Play, which was actually a tour that I was on, so I got to know James pretty well. On tour, a picture was taken of him where I guess he made a makeup mistake, I don't really know, where the flash went off and his face lit up. That picture, which my manager took, then resurfaced on the internet and became the biggest meme of whatever goddamn year it was. Now, instead of hurting from that, James took that and fueled his growth again, and he started up again. He said, hey, I made a mistake, it's funny, let's go. And he became a meme that turned into a great success. And he hit 16 million subscribers. 16 million people that, honestly, his views were insane. So, like, 16 million people actually watched this guy, which is amazing. That's so powerful. And then it all came crashing down. Another YouTuber named Toddy uploaded a 43-minute video destroying James Charles. And one of the huge things that she pointed out was that he was sexually harassing straight men to hook up with him. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I don't have a DM from James. He DM'd me about a catfish that was on Tinder using my face, and he said that he would like swipe right. And honestly, I thought it was funny. I didn't really know he was hitting on me. I was a little uncomfortable, but I'm like, you know what? If the guy finds me attractive, that's totally cool. Do your own thing. Never did I feel I was pressured. I saw like every guy show their like DMs from James just being like, hey man, you're attractive. And they got really weird and uncomfortable by it. And yeah, I used to get uncomfortable when a gay man told me that I was hot or that I was beautiful. But let's be real, it's 2019 and everyone walking kind of thinks that everyone's beautiful now. And I think that's freaking awesome. He didn't go to an extra stage with me, so I can't really talk about that portion of it, but I think him hitting on people is a thing that we all friggin' do. He commented on Justin Bieber and Sean's Instagram lives once, and they ended their lives because he said some uncomfortable stuff. And I just want to point out this little thing. 16 million people encouraged that. 16 million people watch this. And then another YouTuber comes in with a 40-minute video and destroys him, and now everyone hates him. 16 million people encouraged his acts of saying, hey, let's go flirt on straight boys so I can hook up with them. Hey, let's make uncomfortable comments. Hey, let's do this. Hey, let's do that. And guess what? You've probably done the same thing. Remember that trend where every girl called each other daddy? I can scroll through my Instagram comments right now, and a lot of them are pretty graphic and pretty sexualizing, and it makes me really uncomfortable. So as you sit here and as you tweet about this cancel culture and that James is the only one doing this, sit back and look at yourself. Look what you're doing. Look at the DMs that you have sent. Imagine if you woke up one day and the whole world saw all of your old Facebook statuses, every comment that you ever made, every text that you ever sent from like 2000, everything. Every mistake that you've ever made brought to light. What the hell would you do? And don't tell me you're this perfect cookie cutter human being where nothing's wrong and you've done nothing wrong, because let's be real, we've done a lot wrong. And that's the beauty about being a human, is that you take what you've done wrong and you learn from it. Did James need a 40-minute video explaining that he's done wrong in the world so the whole world hates him? No, I don't think he does. I think maybe he just deserved a phone call. And the question I have is, why didn't she make this video earlier? James has been doing what he's been doing, and 16 million people have been supporting him and his jokes and his humor and his sexual harassment comments, everything. You've been supporting it for so long, so why did it take until now for somebody to say something? Why did it take until James became Tati's competitor in the beauty industry, where she had to make this video to tear him down, to take out her competition? Now, again, I don't know everything. That could be a rumor, but I've heard it from a lot of people, and I've heard it from a lot of websites. We live in a world right now where we build people up to absolutely tear them down. For example, Justin Bieber. We thought he was king. We built him up to be this perfect human being, and when he made the smallest mistake of literally urinating in a bucket, you guys thought he was the most disgusting human being and that he should die. You made that. You did that. It comes to the point where your biggest supporter is also your biggest hater. As somebody who can have millions of people following them and knowing about their life and knowing more about their life than the actual person does, a supporter knows too much. A supporter can then become your biggest hater because they know every little thing about you. And when you don't give them the time of day, they turn around and destroy you. And they can, because they know you more than you. We live in a society now where we want to see people fall. We get so entertained by the fact that cancel culture exists, and we want to see that headline. We want to wake up and see James Charles failing. And the thing is, we want to tweet about it. We want to join it. We don't want to be the ones left out. Hence why I'm making this video. I don't want to be left out. But the reason is, I have an opinion on this, and I want to share it. I know it's unpopular. I know a lot of people probably don't agree with it. But I hope they do. It comes to a point, especially with YouTubers and celebrities, that once you reach a certain point of success and you start buying Gucci or Louis and you start showing off of all the hard work that you've done and all the supporters that have helped you and everything, it gets to the point where that supporter becomes jealous. They're like, I want this. You can't have it anymore. I'm going to end you. Cancel culture. Boom. Because it was the number one trend for 24 hours, James devalued his business by 20%. People are gonna lose jobs, brands are going to stop supporting him and go to other people. His tour is probably going to get canceled. And you just canceled his whole entire economy just because James Charles was trending. When in reality, you're probably going to go back and start supporting him because it's not trending to hate him anymore. At this point, I feel like I'm just blabbing on, so I'll end it with this. Do I agree with what James Charles has done? No. Do I agree with what the world has done to him? No. I don't believe somebody should be canceled because they make one simple mistake. Hi, my name is Joey Kidney. I've fucked up multiple times in my life. This could be one of them. I've gotten in trouble at school. I've called a girl fat. I've used gay as an insult when that was the trend back in the day. I've made those mistakes. I've said awful things. I've done awful things. I'm an open book. Do you want to cancel me now or you want to keep talking? No, not yet. No, I'm not trending. Okay, no. Maybe when the clout comes, then you'll join in. Just take a second and think. I'm always a person that feels bad for the bad guy because I want to know what the fuck is going on in their head. I want to know if James woke up the next day and wanted to not live to the next day. I want to know that he's okay. So James, if you're watching this or if you've heard about this, just keep going. I know it's really unpopular opinion and you might be hearing it from really close friends or you might be seeing a lot of close friends hate on you because of this trend. And I know I'm not your close friend. We've only had a couple conversations. Just keep going, man. The hate's gonna stop. And yeah, you did wrong. Learn from it and hopefully you can do a lot better in the future. That's really all I have to say. Treat people as humans. Be kind to one another. Stop jumping on cancel culture just because it's trending. Start spreading some love. And stay beautiful, and I will talk to you guys later, hopefully not on this subject.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.